Rishos the Rabbanim, Chashuv Tzibur. So as Yedidi Rabbi Yaakov said, that the topic for today is a subcategory within the broader sugya of Isak B'mitzvah, Patar Min HaMitzvah. And the specific question is, if somebody is Isak B'mitzvah, but the reason why he's Isak in that particular mitzvah is not just because he wanted to do a mitzvah, but rather because that's his parnasa. For example, a doctor is being Isak B'mitzvah every moment that he sees patients and tries to heal them. But why did he go into this profession? Not because of, I mean, maybe not everyone, I can't speak for everybody, but probably most people went into the profession for a parnasa. But once they're doing it, of adah they're mechavim for the mitzvah also. So they're being Isak in the mitzvah, but really their main drive over here in doing it is for their parnasa. But Saif Kal Saif, once they're doing it, they're having a mind for the mitzvah also. Would that give them the exemption that we know as Isak b'mitzvah, Pater min HaMitzvah? So for example, if a doctor is in the middle of treating patients, and obviously we're talking about where there's no pikuach nefesh, because then pikuach nefesh, you don't play around with that. But if he's being Isak and dealing, being metapel with patients, and there's no pikuach nefesh, if he would wait 5 minutes in the middle, and it comes man kriyashma, and he wants to know, should he stop and lay in kriyashma, or no, Isak b'mitzvah, Pater min HaMitzvah. Or a lawyer who, in his profession, he was given a job of being Isak in a case for Pidyon Shvuyim, let's say. So he's being Isak b'mitzvah, but why is he doing this? This is really his profession. And if it would be a guy who is in the same situation, he would help out that guy also, because he's in it for the business. But when he's doing it, to help a yid, so he's mechaven l'shem mitzvah. So does he have the p'tor of Isak b'mitzvah, which would pater him during the time that he's busy with the patients or with the case, to pater him from tefillin and from kriyashma and kol mitzvah samurz b'tayr, or no? That's only when you're doing it purely for the mitzvah. But if your primary motive is parnasa, then it doesn't give you the p'tor of Isak mitzvah, pater min HaMitzvah. So just as a little aside, I just want to share with the olam, before we get into the etzim sugya, but the main maram v'kaimis that we'll be dealing with are Magen Avram, a tshuvas ksav sefer, and three bir halachas. And just on a personal note, you know, there was a bit of Mesiris Nefesh involved in preparing this shir, because we're holding here in the beginning of this man for a Rebbe. You have to break into a new Mesechta and break into a whole class of new Talmidim. Each Talmud's a sugya, and it's a busy time. And I was struggling with carving out some time to prepare this shir, but as the Yarchikal was coming closer and closer, I had to just do it, make the time. So I went to this farm shrank and I took off the Shulchan Aruch and the Tshuvas Ksav Sefer, and I had to start opening it up and being Ma'ayin. So it was a few years since I saw the Ksav Sefer last, but it was so apropos. I just want to tell you how the Tshuva of the Ksav Sefer starts in Tshuva Kuf Yud Tes. He begins by apologizing for the delay in his response in the Tshuva, and he says, "Biyodua ki tchilas hazman shol ani letalmidim." He says, I got your child in the beginning of this man. It was the winter's man right after Sukkot. And he says, everybody knows that I'm a Rosh Hashiva. And the beginning of this man, I'm on loan to the Talmidim. I'm a Shubba to the Talmidim. B'yoyser, very much so. Umutrudani b'tirda the mitzvah the rabbim. And I was tired in the tirda the mitzvah the rabbim of Talmud Torah the rabbim. And that's why I didn't have time to be Isak in this inyan. Your Shiloh of Isak the mitzvah lipar nasasai. And I had to wait till this man was deeper in. But I didn't have that choice. The Yarchikal is today, so I made the time, and here we go. So the first and foremost Maram Makam that deals with this Shaila is the Magen Avram, a very famous Magen Avram in Simen Lamed Ches. He's going on the Gemara in Sukkah, and the end of the Sugya of Isak Mitzvah, Patar and Mitzvah, and Daf Chavav says, Tanya Omer Abchananya Ben Akavya. Kaisvei svarim tefillin mezuzis. A sefer who writes sefer Torah, tefillin or mezuzis. Hein, the sefer themselves, v'tagorein, v'tagri tagorein, and all the middlemen who buy, they purchase bulk from the sefer, and then they sell it to the buyers, to the consumers who want sefer Torah, tefillin or mezuzis. V'chol ha'iskim b'mlecha shamayim. So the Gemara, this is one of the last stops in the sugya of Isak mitzvah patar min HaMitzvah, and it tells us that Seifrim, who are writing Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, and even the middlemen who buy wholesale from the seifrim and then sell retail to the consumers, they're being oisik b'mitzvah, and therefore they're pater from kriyas shema, from tefillin, v'chol ha-mitzvah samurus b'torah, because of the famous klal, oisik b'mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham is medayik from a Rashi. Rashi's lashon is, Rashi dibur maschil tagorehen. Tagorehen zot Rashi haloikchin mehen, those who buy wholesale from the seifrim, kidei limkar ulahamtzion latzarochlem, for the purpose of being able to pass it on, to sell it to the ones who are in need of whatever it may be, the tefillin, the mezuzahs, the sefer Torah. So Magen Avraham has a very interesting diuk in Rashi, and he says that it's mashma from Rashi, and this is based on this, the Magen Avraham paskins like this lahalacha, and many pais can follow this. He says Rashi is going out of his way to point out that these seifrim or tagarim or pater min ha-mitzvah is only if the purpose, if the motive why they're getting involved in doing this, if their primary kavana is to provide sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzahs for those that need to be mekayim the mitzvah. But if their primary kavana is for the parnasa of being a seifer or of being a Judaica salesman, then it's very nice. It's umnes nekiya, I guess. But it's not going to give you the p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah. Only if the purpose is kidei limkar lamtzi and latzarach lehem, then you have the p'tur. But if your purpose is for your parnasa, it does not exempt you from tefillin, from putting on tefillin yourself or from saying kriyas shema. Personally, luli divrei Magen Avraham, I never would have dreamt of making this diuk. I would have thought that Rashi is just defining for us what is a tagar. A tagar is a middleman. He buys wholesale from the seifer in order to sell it, pass it on to the consumer. But that's what the Magen Avraham doesn't. I guess the Magen Avraham assumes that we know what tagarim are, Rashi, and other places in Shas where the Gemara mentions tagarim. Rashi doesn't tell you what a tagar is. You look in the sugya, the famous sugya of Tagri Lud. Rashi doesn't tell you what a tagar is. Rashi thinks, you know, just like usually, Rashi doesn't tell us the taich words, usually. So the Magen Avraham assumes that Rashi must be coming to tell us that the p'tur of oisik mitzvah is only if the primary motive is for the purpose of the mitzvah, which in this case is providing Yidden with sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzahs. Magen Avraham asks a kasha, that there's a famous Gemara in Nedarim, and in a couple places that talks about a Shomer Aveda who is being metapel with an Aveda that he found. He's considered a oisik mitzvah, and therefore he's pater from giving tzedakah. And it's mavur in the Gemara that even if you're doing the Shomer, if you're a Shomer Aveda in a way that you get paid for dealing with the Aveda, you're going to get paid for unfolding the talis that it shouldn't get moldy, still you have the p'tor of oisik mitzvah, pater on a mitzvah. Why? You're doing it for schar. So the Magen Avraham in the second tarot says, yeah, but it's not your primary kavana. Your primary kavana, why you got involved, is because you found the Aveda, leisucha leisalim, and you picked it up. Once you're doing it, so you're also getting schara. Maybe you have in mind the schara as well, but your primary goal, your primary motive is the mitzvah. And over there, you have the p'tor of oisik mitzvah. But if your primary motive would be the schara, then in echnami, you wouldn't have the p'tor from tzedakah. Bir halacha adds in that what if it's two equal motives? Person goes into this asik with two equal motives in mind. One wasn't more primary, one wasn't more secondary. He had in mind two equal goals, mitzvah and parnasa. Zakta bir halacha, that would be good enough. Oisik b'mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah. But if his primary goal, why he's getting involved in the first place, was really for the sake of parnasa, and the mitzvah's sake was just a secondary, you know, an afterthought, that once he's doing it, he might as well be mechaven the mitzvah, then he wouldn't have the p'tor of oisik b'mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah. Now this is something which needs explanation, this Magen Avraham. Why would that be so? L'maisa, you're being oisik b'mitzvah. L'maisa, you are being mekayim a mitzvah and you're mechaven as well as shei mitzvah, so you for sure in shemayim you get tzchar, you're being mekayim a mitzvah. So why would you not have the p'tor of oisik mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah? It's a difficult Magen Avraham, but this is what he says, and this is how the Bir Halacha quotes, and this is how the Ksav Sofer paskins, as we'll see. The Bir Halacha asks a kash on this. Actually, no, before the Bir Halacha, there's another Bir Halacha in Siman Taf Resh Mem in Hilchos Sukkah. The beginning of the way the Sugya of Oisik Mitzvah, Pater Min Mitzvah begins is Shluchei Mitzvah are Pturin Min HaSukkah. For example, someone who's traveling to go be Paida Shvuyim or to go learn Torah is Pater from Sukkah and from any other mitzvah that comes his way. He's Pater Oisik Mitzvah, Pater Min Mitzvah. So here's where the Tshuvas Ksav Sofer is, and the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Sukkah quotes it. The Shaila that came to the Ksav Sofer was, there was a guy who was a shliach mitzvah. doesn't say what the case was, but let's just say he was sent to go be Isaac and Pidyon Shvuyim in a faraway town, and was on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And so naturally we would start to the mitzvah, you're going on the way to be Poyed Shvuyim, so you're Pater from Sukkah. But the Shaila was, this Shliach Mitzvah was doing it as, you know, he had a messenger service, that was his parnasa, he got paid to go deliver things from one town to another, so he was doing this because that was his parnasa and he was getting paid for it. That's what he did. He does this just like he does any messenger service. So maybe because he's doing it be'ikr for his parnasa, so maybe he's going to be chayiv in Sukkah. And the Ksav Sofer says something similar to the Magen Avraham. The Ksav Sofer says that no, indeed, he does not have the Ptur of Isaac Mitzvah Patron Mitzvah. At the end, he shtals to the Magen Avraham. But he says this first on his own. And he says a little svara, but the svara is also a big chiddush. He says that the svara is oisik b'mitzvah, it's pater min ha-mitzvah. But he says that's pashatim, that a mitzvah that's being done kuloi l'Hashem is a reina mitzvah, that's a pure mitzvah, that's much more chashuv, it's much more precious, much more valuable. And a mitzvah that's being done bischar, where you're getting paid for it, although it's a mitzvah, but it's less chashuv, carries less chashivos with it. So he says it's einoi bedin, that someone who's being oisik in a mitzvah, which he's getting paid for, which downgrades the chashivas of the mitzvah, should make him pater from a different mitzvah which comes his way, which he would be doing for free, which is a more chashiv mitzvah. That's his explanation in the din. It's a big chiddush, and everybody the Velt asks on the Ksav Sofer that normally the klalim by oisik b'mitzvah pater in a mitzvah are, like the Ritva says in Daf Chav Hey, and it's quoted by the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Lamaches, that even if you're oisik in a mitzvah kala, that still paters you from a mitzvah chamura. He says, the Ritva says, why do you need a chiddush? Why do you need a pasuk to tell you oisik mitzvah pater on a mitzvah? It's pasuk. Why should you drop one mitzvah to do another mitzvah? So he says, the chiddush of the Torah is, the reason why you need a pasuk, shivtecha b'veisecha b'lechtecha madarech, is because what if you're being oisik in a mitzvah that's less chamor, less chashuv, and then a mitzvah comes away that's more chashuv, maybe you should drop the first mitzvah and do the more chashuv mitzvah. Comes the Torah and says, no, gzeres hakasuv, when you're doing one mitzvah, the other mitzvah is like it varashus, and you don't even stop a lighter mitzvah to do a more chashuv, Chamordika mitzvah, because Kol's man, you're being Isaac in one mitzvah, anything else, even a more Chamordika mitzvah, is like a Rishus. So that would seem to be, at least to first glance, a contradiction to the Ksav Sofer Svaru, who's weighing if you're doing something that's less Chashav and then something comes your way that's more Chashav. But nevertheless, that's the Ksav Sofer Svaru. And Derech Agav, the Etzem Yesod of the Ksav Sofer, which is that a mitzvah that you're doing and getting paid for becomes less Chashav than a mitzvah that you're doing, Kulul Hashem, without the cheshbon of schar, there's a similar marmakim, which is maybe the other side of the same coin. There's a Ben Ish Chai in his chuvas Torah Lishma, Simen Nun. He says a big chiddush. It's not muskim by all paiskim, but this is the Ben Ish Chai shita. Let's say a person went to the store before Sukkot and he bought a nice esrog, a kosher esrog. He spent $100 to buy a kosher esrog, and then before Sukkot, a good friend of his gives him a matana for free. A beautiful esrog, much more mehudadik esrog. This once happened to me. A couple years ago, I had a bachar mashir whose father sold a sroigim, and before Sukkot, he gave me a present, a nice, beautiful esrog, but I had already bought my own esrog, which wasn't as nice, but I spent money on an esrog, and then I got a nicer esrog with matana. Which one should I use? So the Ben Ish Chai says that even though the one you got as a present is maybe more, you got a nicer esrog, it's more mehudar, but you should use the one that you paid for. Why, says the Ben Ish Chai, a mitzvah that a yid paid for is more chashuv than the mitzvah that he got for free. So this is in a different application. I think it goes hand in hand, but it's a different application. Our case, the Ksav Sofer, is talking about a mitzvah that a person's getting paid to do because he's not doing it for free, kulul Hashem, but rather he's getting paid. That downgrades the chashivas. Here we have a similar concept. A mitzvah that one paid for is more chashuv and more chaviv, more mehudah than a mitzvah that he didn't have to invest any money for. Either way, that's the yisoid. But the chiddush of the Ksav Sofer, which is that being that it's less chashuv because you're getting paid, therefore it doesn't exempt you from a mitzvah that you would be doing for free. That's a big chiddush in the lamdas of Isaac mitzvah patam the mitzvah, because pashtus, like the Ritva says, and the Mishneh Berurah paskins, we don't weigh the chaymer and the chashivas of the mitzvahs, rather as long as you're being Isaac b'mitzvah, you're pater from even a more chashuv mitzvah. Baruch atah v'lo yehi v'lo
v'chayu v'am sh'akol ni b'dvarim. So it sounds like any financial gain, positive or negative, is
Right, which is even, that's right. That's a good point. Even a bigger chiddush than the Magen Avraham, because even if it's a secondary kavanah, he holds it. It's still right that he says that. Yeah. Anyways, the Bir Halacha and Siman Lam Ches quotes this Magen Avraham that the Soifrim and the Tagarim are only patim and a mitzvah if they're doing this primarily for the mitzvah. But if their primary motive was for parnasa, just derech agav, they're mechavim l'shem mitzvah. Then you don't say oisiv mitzvah patim and a mitzvah. So frak the Bir Halacha kasha. From a Gemara above Metzia daf Peibes. The Gemara above Metzia is talking about somebody who is being Mekayim a mitzvah of Mkesef Talva Asami, giving another Yid Halva alone. And the particular case was that Reuven is lending money to Shimon, but demanding a mashkin from Shimon, a collateral. And he had a cheshbon. The reason why he wants to lend Shimon money is because he really could use that mashkin. He wants to use the mashkin. He's tzarech l'mashkin l'shtamish boy. So there's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Kiva, I think if I remember correctly, Rabbi Shmuel. Do you say oisik mitzvah patur mitzvah when he's doing this halva l'mashkin? So he's doing it l'hanas atzmoi k'machaven. The reason why he's lending money is really for hanas atzmoi, so that he could use the mashkin that he's taking. But avad is being mechaven l'mitzvah also for the mitzvah of kesef talva asami. So Rabbi Shmuel says, you don't get the Ptur of Isaac Mitzvah Patra Mitzvah. If while you're doing the Malva Lamashkin, an Ani comes and asks for Tzedakah, you have to give the Ani Tzedakah. Because Lahanas Atzmeh Kamachavim. But Rabbi Kiva, who he paskin like, says, even though Lahanas Atzmeh Kamachavim, but Soif Kosoif, you're doing the Mitzvah of Mekasev Talva Sami, so if at that time an Ani comes knocking on your door asking for a donation, you're Patr. Because Isaac Mitzvah Patr Mina Mitzvah. So says the Bir Halacha, Chavetz Chaim, that you see clearly from Rabbi Kiva, who's how he paskin, that even if your primary motive was la'anas atzmei k'machaven, but nevertheless, since soif kol soif, you're being oisik b'mitzvah, and la'maisa, you're being mechaven for the mitzvah as well, you have the p'tor of oisik mitzvah patur na mitzvah. How does that stem with what the Magen Avraham is being medayik from Rashi in Sukkah, that if your primary motive is the parnasa of being a soifer or of being a middleman, a salesman of Judaica, you don't get the p'tor of oisik mitzvah patur na mitzvah. This is the Bir Halacha's kasha. Bir Halacha goes first, he suggests one teretz, but we're going to skip right to his final teretz. He says, I want to agree to the Magen Avraham partially, but disagree with him partially. He's moideh b'miksas to the Magen Avraham. And he says, I'm going to tell you a new catch about this halacha that will answer the Magen Avraham's kasher from the Gemara in the Dharm about a Meshav Aveda, and will answer my kasher from the Gemara by Malva Lamashke. Says the Bir Halacha a chiddush, and we'll get into a few svaras how to understand this chiddush, but first, what's the chiddush? He says, when it comes to oisik b'mitzvah l'parnasasai, and you want to know whether or not he's pater from a different mitzvah, it depends. Where he's being oisik in the etzem mitzvah, in the guf ha-mitzvah, in the actual mitzvah, then it doesn't matter what his primary motive is. As long as it's a mitzvah, and at least in a secondary way, he's mechavin l'shem mitzvah, he gets the p'tor of oisik b'mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah. But where he's being oisik currently in a hechsher mitzvah, where he's being oisik currently in a hechsher mitzvah, so although when you're oisik in a hechsher mitzvah, you're patur in a mitzvah, that's the first din we find in the sugya of oisik mitzvah patur mitzvah, shluchim mitzvah, you're going to be paid to shvuyim. You're not being paid to him right now, but you're going, you're on the way, you're a holchei dvar mitzvah, it's a hechsher mitzvah, or selling tefillin to another yid is a vada, there's no mitzvah to sell tefillin, but it's a hechsher mitzvah, so you have oisik mitzvah patur mitzvah. When a yid is being oisik in a hechsher mitzvah, says the Chavetz Chaim, that's where we say, that's where Rashi says that he only gets the p'tur of Isaac mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah if his primary motive is for the mitzvah. But if his primary motive is for the parnasa, then he does not get the p'tur of Isaac mitzvah, patur min ha-kriyash ma'am, min ha-tfilin, mekom mitzvah, and where's b'tur. But if he's being Isaac in the actual mitzvah itself, regardless of what his primary kavan is or what his secondary kavan is, as long as he's l'maisa performing a mitzvah and being mechavin l'shem mitzvah, he's going to get the p'tur of Isaac mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Therefore, in the case of Malva Lamashkin, when you're doing the Hava, that is the Etzem Mitzvah of Mkesef Talva Sami. So, it doesn't matter what your primary motive is, you're Patim and Amitzvah. And in the case that the Magen Avraham asked from in Nedarim, a Meshav Aveda, you're being metapel with the Aveda. It's this past week's parasha, Vasafta El Tech Besacha. You deal with the Aveda and try to get it back to the, take care of it while you have it and get it back to the proper owner. So, that's being Isaac in the Gufa Mitzvah. So even if your primary motive will be because you get schar, you get paid for being metapel with the aveda, it doesn't matter. You're being oisik in the guf ha-mitzvah, Over there, even if it's only a secondary motive, the mitzvah, but soif kol soif, it exists, you're being oisik be mitzvah, and you're mechavim le mitzvah, so you're patam le mitzvah. Where do we have Rashi's chiddush and sukkah daf chavav, that if you're oisik be mitzvah le panasasoi, kidei le histaker, to make money, then you don't get the p'tor of oisik mitzvah, patam le mitzvah, says the bi'alacha, that's by tagari tefillin, a person who's buying wholesale and selling retail, that's being oisik in a heksher mitzvah. Over there we say, if your primary motive is for the mitzvah, to provide it for the people that need tefillin, okay? Isaac mitzvah patron mitzvah. But if your primary motive is because that's your business, then you don't get the p'tor of Isaac mitzvah patron mitzvah. And he's even ma'isif an extra chiddush. He says, where does in that sugya and daf chavav itself, where does Rashi tell you this chiddush? Not by kaisvei sefer Torah tefillin mezuzas, but by tagorehen. Why didn't Rashi tell you by kaisvei tefillin, those who write it kidei to make them available to those who need it? Says the Bir Alacha Maridik Chiddush, another Chiddush. He says, writing Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah is itself a mitzvah. Because it says in the Torah, Uchsavtam al Mezuzah Beisachu Vesharecha. And Chazal Darshan that Uchsavtam is going not only on Mezuzah, but even on Tefillin, which it says previously, Chatam Leis Aydecha. Uchsavtam, Gemara Darshan that Uchsavtam is going back on Tefillin and on Mezuzah. We learn out different things about Ksivas Tefillin. From that uchsavtam, so memela zokta bi'alacha. Writing the Sefer Torah Fashteitzach is a mitzvah. Kisvu lechem es hashira hazois. But even writing Tefillin Mezuzah is considered part of the gufa mitzvah, uchsavtam. And there it's not going to make a difference what your primary motive is. But the tagarim, the salesmen who are buying wholesale from the seifrim and selling retail to the consumers, that's just purely a heksha mitzvah. And there, and only there, is where Rashi says it matters what your primary motive is. Now this is itself a big chiddush to say that writing tefillin and mezuzahs is itself the gufa mitzvah because it says uchsavtam. Other achronim don't agree with that. They say avada that's only a heksher mitzvah. But it could be even the bir halacha possibly doesn't mean it's literally mamish the gufa mitzvah. But perhaps he means like there's a famous netziv in Hamik Shiloh where he says that there's two types of heksher mitzvah. There's the typical heksher mitzvah which is not stated beferish in the Torah. And there's another type of heksher mitzvah where although it's a heksher mitzvah, it's not a heksher mitzvah, not a mitzvah atzma. But the heksher mitzvah is stipulated beferish in the Torah, like chag ha-sukkah is tasa lecha. Chazal Darshan is going on the binyan of the sukkah, building the sukkah. Or he says, ksivas tefillin, where it says uchsavtam. This is one of the Netziv's examples. He gives a couple of examples. He says, those heksher mitzvahs, the about they're stipulated beferish in the Torah, they're ke'ein the mitzvah itself. So that's his lashon. It's ke'ein the mitzvah itself. It has a higher level than regular heksher mitzvah. And Memeli says, let's say, by the concept of mitzvah bo yoisimi b'shluchay. He says, that goes on the gufa mitzvah, not on the heksher. But a heksher, which is kasev ba'Torah, there you say mitzvah bo yoisimi b'shluchay, even on the heksher mitzvah. And ein nadirin ala mitzvahs, he says, you have on the gufa mitzvah, not on the heksher mitzvah, but on the heksher mitzvah, ksuva ba'Torah, there you say ein nadirin ala mitzvahs, even on the heksher. So perhaps that's what the Chofetz Chaim means also. A heksher mitzvah, which is ksuva b'Torah, is something closer to the gufa mitzvah. Maybe that itself will make it that even if your primary motive is the panasa and the secondary motive is the mitzvah, nevertheless, oisik mitzvah patur mitzvah. Very good. I'm going to get there. Very good. The Rashi by shluchim mitzvah didn't say this thing. We'll get there. Very good. So, what's the svara to be mechalek between heksher mitzvah and the gufa mitzvah? So here we'll say two, and if we have time, three svaras. But first, what does the Heilige Chofetz Chaim say? This is a svara only the Chofetz Chaim could say. He says like this. This svara shows the faith that the Chofetz Chaim had in the hearts of a yid's avas hamitzvahs. Zok the Chofetz Chaim, even if the reason why a yid chose a certain profession or a certain whatever it may be, chose to do a certain act was to make money. So that's why he got involved in that and didn't get involved in something else. That was his primary motive, to get involved in the first place with this thing. But once a yid sits down, b'shas the ma'isa mitzvah, when he does a ma'isa mitzvah, all other cheshbonos are bottled from his heart, and the only thing he thinks of is to do the mitzvah of whatever he's doing. Why did he get involved? Why did he choose to do it primarily? Because that's how he's going to make a parnasa. But once he's being metapel with that chayla, let's say, or once he's writing that tefillin, being a kind of pasuk of uchsavtam al mezuzas b'sechu v'sherecha, there's only one thing in his mind, at least primarily. The primary focus of his mind becomes the mitzvah. The Mela, he says, that's only by a gufa mitzvah. When you're basically in a heksher mitzvah, there we don't say that umdina, that even if you chose to go into it for some other reason, for some financial ulterior motives, but once you're doing the heksher mitzvah, your mind is only on the mitzvah. But when he's doing the gufa mitzvah, a yid's mind becomes totally absorbed by the mitzvah, and he's mechavim at that point primarily for the mitzvah. This is Chofetz Chaim's svar. Maybe we could say a little different svara, or a very different svara, but again, I'm going along the lines of the Chofetz Chaim to be mechalik between the hechsher mitzvah and the gufa mitzvah. But what the svara lechalik is here, I'm suggesting an alternative svara. Not because I don't love the Chofetz Chaim svara, just maybe there's another svara also. Maybe we could say a lamda shechilik. The concept of oisik b'mitzvah, patar b'mitzvah, is that when one is engaged in an oisik shel mitzvah, he's patar from a different oisik shel mitzvah. So what defines something, an activity, as an oisik shel mitzvah? So it depends. When you're doing the guf ha-mitzvah, the guf ha-mitzvah is inherently an oisik shel mitzvah. That's what it is. You're doing a mitzvah. Doesn't matter what your primary goal, what your primary motive is in doing that mitzvah, but it is, in and of itself, a mitzvah. So inherently, intrinsically, it has a shem, a halachic title of a isik shel mitzvah. However, when you're doing a hechsher mitzvah, like you're going on the road to travel to do the mitzvah, or you're buying and selling tefillin to provide tefillin for people to put on, is that act of traveling, or is that act of buying and selling, inherently an isik shel mitzvah? No. But it's something which enables a mitzvah to be done. So does that have a shem of an isik shel mitzvah or not? Here's where we say it depends. What's going to define whether or not that preparation for the mitzvah is labeled halachically as an isik shel mitzvah, what's going to define that is what is the kavana that's propelling it? What's the drive? What's driving the isik to do this thing? If the reason why he's doing it is primarily in order to make available the mitzvah, in order to be machshir the mitzvah, then it's that motive that gives the hechsher, the ma'is of the hechsher, the halachic classification of an eisik shel mitzvah. That's what makes it labeled, that's what makes it considered the beginning, the aschalta of the mitzvah. It's the beginning of the eisik shel mitzvah. It's not inherently a mitzvah, but the reason why it's being done is in order to make available, in order to make it possible to do the mitzvah. But if his primary motive is for his parnasa, so when he's doing the mitzvah, intrinsically it's an eisik shel mitzvah. When he's doing the hechsher mitzvah, it's not intrinsically the eisik shel mitzvah. The only thing that's going to cause this act to be labeled as an eisik shel mitzvah is if that's why it's being done. It's being done as a step one to get to the mitzvah. But if that's not your primary motive, then it's not classified in halacha as an eisik shel mitzvah. Be the hesber what it may be. But now let's get back to the halacha l'maisa. So a doctor who's seeing patients, and there's no pikuach nefesh, or a lawyer who's being oisik in a case, and there's no pikuach nefesh and waiting 5 minutes for him to put on tefillin or to say kriyashma. Should he be mafsik, or should he just continue going and oisik mitzvah, pater min mitzvah? Or a messenger who has a messenger service, and he's going on his way, and there's no pikuach nefesh involved. Should he stop and say kriyashma because he's really doing this primarily for his parnasa, or he should not? He should continue on. So, when we first had the Magen Avraham, it would seem, no matter what stage in the doing of the mitzvah you're holding at, if you're doing this primarily for your parnasa, you have no p'tor of isik mitzvah, patur mitzvah, you have to stop, put everything aside, say kriyat shema for 2 minutes, and then go back to your job. Once we have this bir halacha, whatever the hesber in the bir halacha may be, the Chofetz Chaim's hesber, or our own hesber, but he's limiting the application of that Rashi and Sukkah, and he's saying, no, it depends. A doctor who's in the middle of seeing patients, or someone who's in the middle of being isik in a case of pidyon shvuyim, there you're being oisik in the guf ha-mitzvah. So there, even if your primarily motive that caused you to get involved over here was parnasa, but seif, now you're being oisik in the mitzvah itself, oisik v'mitzvah, pater v'mitzvah. But if at this point you're just driving to the doctor's office, a doctor on his way to heal patients, or a lawyer on his way, you know, the holche l'derech mitzvah, then at this point, we would say, if you have a mitzvah of kriyash mor tefillin, stop and do the mitzvah because you're only doing a heksha mitzvah and your primary motive is for panasa. So stop and perform the mitzvah that came your way. No, see, our mitzvah is not the result. Our mitzvah is to do whatever it is that has the ability to free him. Okay, so that's a good point. That's a lamdash point. It's possible that by pidyon shvuyim, even the drive there is part of the act that's going to free him. That's, you know, right, that's possible. But let's say the verapa yarape, there I think, the mitzvah is the dealing with the patient, being metapa with him, the driving there is a heksher mitzvah. It could be by pidyon shvuyim, maybe it's a little different. Let's say a person's driving a magid shir, or a magid shir is driving himself to give a shir. The driving there is for sure the heksher mitzvah. The mitzvah is Talmud Torah the rabbim, that's going to be the shir itself. But you're right. The particular case. One of the cases is pidyon shvuyim. One of the cases. Possible. It could be. It's possible that that particular case, that would be part of the etzem mitzvah. But in other cases, then the drive would zikr be part of the heksher mitzvah. It's possible to make that chilek. True. Now, based on the svara that we gave to be mechalek between the heksher mitzvah and the gufa mitzvah, I want to suggest not lahalacha lamaisa, because I wouldn't argue halacha lamaisa on the bir halacha or the Magen Avraham. Till now, the halacha lamaisa that we said were either like Magen Avraham or bir halacha. Now I'm suggesting my own opinion. Lepulpula ba'alma, not lahalacha lamaisa. I want to maybe limit the chiddush of Rashi even farther. Till now we had the Magen Avraham applies the Rashi even to someone who's being Isaac in the Gufa Mitzvah. The Bir Halacha limited the Rashi to someone who's being Isaac in a Heksher Mitzvah. Perhaps we can limit it even further. There are two different applications of a Heksher Mitzvah. And even within Heksher Mitzvah, maybe we can suggest to limit Rashi's din to only a very specific case of Heksher Mitzvah. The typical Heksher Mitzvah is the person who's doing the heksher, he himself is going to be the one finishing off this process by doing his own mitzvah. Person's getting in the car and going to learn Torah. Or he's traveling by foot to go learn Torah. Or he's a doctor who got into the car, went by foot to go heal patients. The maisa of the haschala, of the heksher mitzvah, the haschala, is a haschala of an engagement which he himself is going to fearize. He himself is going to finish off with the final leg of his asik, of his activity, with the mitzvah. The case that Rashi is going on is tagarim of Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah. What's their heksher mitzvah? They're buying and selling. Buying wholesale, selling retail. That's their heksher. Is that the heksher that's going to finish off that the last leg of their asik is by putting on tefillin? No, they have their own tefillin ready. This is an act of heksher mitzvah to be machsher, to make possible a mitzvah that's going to be performed by a different party. By the people who are the consumer who's going to buy the tefillin and put on the tefillin. So the heksher is being done by Reuven, and the gufa mitzvah is not going to be finished off by Reuven at the end of his activity of the isik of the heksher mitzvah. He's going to finish it off by doing the mitzvah. The gufa mitzvah is going to be done by a different person. Perhaps we can suggest, along the lines that we were saying, an explanation of the bir halacha. What was the explanation of the bir halacha? Of the bir halacha's chilek. Heksher mitzvah and gufa mitzvah. So the way we explain was, and the Chavetz Chaim explained it with the psychology of a Yiddish Haaretz, that even if he primarily was engaged in this for the Parnassah, but when he gets involved in the Gufa Mitzvah, all other Cheshbainas he forgets about, and he's focusing on the Gufa, on just being Mekayim Mitzvah. But our suggestion was that the Lamdus is, we have to halachically define if the activity that you're doing is defined as an Esek Shel Mitzvah or not. When you're being Isaac in the Gufa Mitzvah, that inherently has a shame of Isaac Shel Mitzvah. That's what it is. It's a mitzvah. When you're being Isaac in Heksher Mitzvah, at least when it's not Ksuva about Torah, it's not inherently an Isaac Shel Mitzvah. So what will make it defined as an Isaac Shel Mitzvah? If the motive, if the reason why it's being done is primarily, at least for the purpose of leading into the mitzvah, that's that Kavana is what labels it, what defines it as an Isaac Shel Mitzvah. So maybe we can take that a drop further and say like this. When a person is going to do a maisa mitzvah, a gufa mitzvah, that's what he's going to be doing ultimately. That's what his final leg of his activity is going to be. The makab patish is going to be the mitzvah. So as he's doing all the steps that are necessary in order to get there, since it's naturally a progression which leads, which automatically follows into the mitzvah, so even though it's a heksher mitzvah, but it naturally inherently gets a shem of an esek shel mitzvah because we view it as a step one, as a haschala to his mitzvah engagement, to his mitzvah activity. And even though he's at a preparatory level right now, he's not in the mitzvah itself, but seif kol seif, since it naturally is going to flow, it's that person's activity that begins with this, with the heksher, and flows into the final ma'aseh mitzvah. So it automatically inherently is defined as one broad Esek Shel Mitzvah, beginning with the Haschala and ending with the Mitzvah itself. But, only in the case of Tagarin, and that's the only place in Shas, that I know of, that the Magen Avraham quotes in the Bi'ur Halacha, where we find a Rashi in Shas that says this stipulation that has, that's telling what your primary focus is where you are doing a Hechsher and not finishing it off. It's not a step one in your Maisa Mitzvah, your Maisa Hechsher Mitzvah doesn't finish off with the Guf HaMitzvah. Someone else is going to have the Guf HaMitzvah. The one who's doing the Guf HaMitzvah is not doing the Hechsher. The one who's doing the Hechsher is not doing the Guf HaMitzvah. So there, we don't intrinsically view halachically that the Maisa Hechsher that Reuven is doing is automatically labeled as a Haschala of the Esek Shal Mitzvah, because the actual Mitzvah itself, he's not finishing off with the actual Maisa Mitzvah. What we need to do is view Reuven's Maisa of Hechsher as the Haschala of the Mitzvah activity that's going to be done by someone else. We need to broaden the Mitzvah that's being done by Shimon. We have to view Reuven's activity as the Haschala of the process for Shimon's Maisa Mitzvah. Reuven's Maisa is not inherently defined as a Haschala of the Esek of Shimon's Maisa, unless the soul or the primary reason why Reuven is getting involved and doing this Hechsher is in order to enable Shimon's Maisa Mitzvah. Naturally, by default, each person's Maisim are labeled as their own thing, where your Maisa starts and ends. Why doesn't Arva solve that problem? That's a good shaila. You're asking really, why doesn't Arva make it a Maisa Mitzvah?
You're missing much. I have the obligation for you are doing a Mitzvah.
It only works for the Mitzvah.
Well, he's asking really that should be a Mitzvah, even on the whole Bi'ur Halacha. I have a Mitzvah of Kol Yisrael Ha'Reivim, so if you're in need of something to be provided for you, so I have a Mitzvah of. It's a good shaila. It's really a shaila on the whole Bi'ur Halacha. I hear what you're saying.
So
then you don't have Arvus.
Okay,
I have to think about that. No, we have Mechoyev. Person is Mechoyev to help another Yid do a mitzvah if he needs help, if you're able to help him. I mean, you're showing from the Lashon of the Gemara that this is some kind of like more Mechudishtik application. Okay, I hear that. I know. Are you answering his question? I hear that you're... He's saying, but look at Arvus as a mitzvah in its own right. I have a mitzvah to help other Yidden do a mitzvah. So that's what I understood he's saying. But I hear, okay, that's a nice question. According to this Chiddush that I'm suggesting, which again, I'm not saying this lahalacha, it would come out that a doctor or any person, any messenger doing a Hechsher mitzvah for his own mitzvah. In other words, if you are going to be Poydah Shvuyim or to heal patients and you're right now walking there, so it's a Hechsher mitzvah, but it's a step of Hechsher which is going to lead in, it's going to be finished off with you yourself doing the Guf HaMitzvah. Even the doctor on his way to his office to heal patients will have the Ptur of Isaac Mitzvah, even though his primarily focus is his Parnasa. Only by the Tagarim who are being Machsher, doing a Maisa of Hechsher, which is not going to finish off with their own doing of the Mitzvah, but it's going to enable a different person to perform a Mitzvah, then and only then is where we say, oh, if your Kavana in doing what you're doing is really for the sake of Shimon's Maisa, then we'll view what you're doing as the Hechsher, as the Aschala towards Shimon's Maisa Mitzvah. But if you're doing it for your own motive, for your Parnasa and not for Shimon, then your Maisa is defined solely by looking at what you're doing, and you don't finish off with doing a mitzvah. Okay, but again, that's just a chiddush lepupulo ba'amol lahalacha. I wouldn't be samech on that. I would go either like the Magen Avraham or like the Bi'ur Halacha. As far as the halacha maisa nafkamina between the Magen Avraham and Bi'ur Halacha, then I'm not going to paskin. It's not for me. But that would be the nafkamina lahalacha between the Magen Avraham and the Bi'ur Halacha is a doctor that is actually in the middle of dealing with patients, healing patients. So according to Magen Avraham, still, if your primary focus, if your primary motive is for the Parnasa, you don't have the Ptur of Isaac Mitzvah, stop and say Kriya Shema. But according to the Bi'ur Halacha, there you're being Isaac in the Gufa Mitzvah, and a doctor, a Yiddish, a doctor, when he's healing patients, a Vada forgets about his Parnasa and thinks about the Mitzvah, or according to our interpretation, when you're being Isaac in the Gufa Mitzvah, that's inherently a Maisa, Isaac Shal Mitzvah. V'yir oisik mitzvah patur in a mitzvah. And only when you're in the hechsher mitzvah stage, on your way to the office, then, if your ikar motive is your parnasa, then you would have to stop to say kriyashma. I mean, if you are not going to be dealing with the actual patient, but you're just the delivery man and the doctor's going to deal with it, you're saying that's maybe something like the tagarim. That's like the middleman.
One person, could his guf ha-mitzvah be somebody else's hechsher mitzvah? That's how I think about it. The svara that you're bringing out on your svara, which is gishmak, there could be mokum to say that a little bit fakir, that if I'm not the one who's mechuyev to follow through, let's say I'm triage for the doctor. That's my gufa mitzvah. It would be the doctor's hechsher mitzvah. My whole mitzvah over here is to prepare the patient, not to give the healing.
Okay, I hear that maybe by triage, but what about by someone?
My gufa mitzvah and your hechsher mitzvah. So isn't it welcome to say that?
I hear that that's maybe like the haskalah of the actual medical treatment, but I mean, what about by the tagger of the tefillin, the guy who's just purchasing wholesale and selling resale? You would say that that's his mitzvah. That's more than the hechsher mitzvah.
Your mitzvah is to make sure it gets the consumer. You have somebody who's hired.
Wait, because of Arvus, you mean?
No, there's
no mitzvah to get it to the consumer. The mitzvah is to put on tefillin.
Rabbi Arvinsky needs high school kids to come learn. So he hires somebody, get these kids in the door. So their chiyuv, for him, would be hechsher mitzvah. For them, the gufa mitzvah is, get them in. That's their mitzvah. Shlep them along.
Anyone who has a different parnasa.
I'm saying, is there makom to say that for one person a gufa mitzvah could be different than somebody else's?
I hear what Rabbi Tendler is suggesting. I would think it depends on the mitzvah, the nature of the mitzvah. Tefillin, unless you bring an arvus, tefillin, the mitzvah is ukshartam. Anything before that is going to be by that, unless uksavtam, like you have the bir alachas chiddush. Anything before that is not the mitzvah is ukshartam, but maybe, you know, depends. Triage might be different. That's part of the asik, the tipul refui, or, you know, getting bachem to learn. I don't know what that is. It's a hard job, but it's maybe that's considered part of the guf ha-mitzvah. I hope. I would love to think so. Vasafta deganecha itself, you're saying, should be a mitzvah. There's raid about that. And maybe vasafta deganecha, but even if vasafta deganecha is itself a mitzvah, I think that's only when you're working to get kedei chayav, but if you're working to get extra money, I don't think that's it might be mutter to do, and there's not bittul Torah, the price can say, but it might not be oisik mitzvah v'asafta deganecha. If your mom is working to provide, you know, the basic needs of kedei chayav, then it might be a mitzvah. But once you have the basic needs, and you're a doctor who just wants to live a more comfortable life, it might be mutter. It is mutter, even though, you know, you could stop and learn. There's price can talk about that, but it's lav dafka being oisik in a mitzvah saseh, if there is of v'asafta deganecha. Okay, that's just want to finish up over here. There's one third application, one third place where the Bir Halacha discusses this. Oh, but before we do, getting back to your Ha'ara before. Rashi says this by Tagarim. By the end of the Sugya Vayis Mitzvah, he tells you this Tanai. Only if your Iker Kavana is Latzarech Parnasa. But you pointed out before that Rashi in the beginning of the Sugya doesn't point it out by Shluchei Mitzvah. The Bir Halacha points it out in both places. The Bir Halacha says by Shluchei Mitzvah, so he tells to the Ksav Sefer, and he says, I am the Magen Avram, and what I wrote in Bir Halacha and Simla Meches, that Shluchei Mitzvah are only Patim and HaMitzvah if their primary motive was to do the Mitzvah. But if their primary motive is for Parnasa, then they don't have the Pter Vayis Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah. But Rashi only said it by Tagarim, he didn't say it by Shluchei Mitzvah. So, over here it depends. If you go like the Magen Avram, If you go like the Bir Halacha, then by a Hechsher Mitzvah, Shluchei Mitzvah is typically a Hechsher Mitzvah. You suggested maybe there's some cases where it's the Gufa Mitzvah, but Shluchei Mitzvah is typically a Hechsher Mitzvah. So by a Hechsher Mitzvah, Zok the Bir Halacha, and Magen Avraham for sure, he holds even by Gufa Mitzvah, but according to the Bir Halacha, when you've been Gaisik in a Hechsher Mitzvah, so that only if it's your primary motive, and that's why the Bir Halacha says, by Shluchei Mitzvah as well, look at that Magen Avraham and the Bir Halacha before. But according to our Chiddush, it's very good why Rashi didn't say it by Shluchei Mitzvah, because Shluchei Mitzvah is someone who he's doing the Hechsher Mitzvah for his own Gufa Mitzvah. Could be there by default. Naturally, he's considered being Isaac and an Isaac Shal Mitzvah, regardless of what his primary Kavan is. Only by Tagarim, where that's the case at the end of the Sugi, where you're doing a Hechsher Mitzvah, where someone else is going to be doing the Gufa Mitzvah, there is where Rashi wakes up and says, oh, but that has a Tanai, only if that's your primary Kavan. But according to the Bir Halacha, it's going to be applicable even by Shluchei Mitzvah, because he holds, as long as you're only doing the Hechsher Mitzvah, then you have that Tanai that has to be your Iker Kavanah. So why did Rashi not say it in the beginning of the sugya, like you asked? You're going to have to say Orcha de Melsa. A typical shluchim mitzvah, the classic case is he's doing it for the mitzvah. But the typical tagarin is a guy who, for his parnasa, by trade, he's a seifer, or he's Isaac in selling Judaica. So the typical case would be for his chadir, for Rashi has to tell you that the typical case might not have this halacha. Only if your primary goal is to provide the sefer Torah tulum mitzvahs, then you'll have the Torah Isaac mitzvah. There's one last application where the bir halacha shtels through this concept. In Hilchas Kriyash Ma'asim in Ayin, the Mechaber over there says that Oiskim Betzarchei Tzibur are considered to be Oisik Mitzvah, and therefore they're Pater from Kriyashma while they're being Oisik Betzarchei Tzibur. So the Magen Avram over there in Simen Ayin quotes the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Kriyashma, who brings Rabbeinu Manoach, one of the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Manoach says that that concept, that Oisik Betzarchei Tzibur, considered Oisik Mitzvah and therefore Pater from the Mitzvah, is only in the olden days. Where the Oisik Betzarchei Tzibur were Oisik Betzibur L'Shem Shemayim. He says, but today, unfortunately, the Oisik Betzarchei Tzibur, they're not Mechavim L'Shem Shemayim, and therefore they don't have the din of Oisik Mitzvah Patim Nemitzvah. This is what Rabbeinu Manoach says. And the Magen Avraham and the Bir Halacha have a tumult. What's going on? Really? I mean, maybe in St. Louis you can't relate to this, because I know the Oisik Betzarchei Tzibur in St. Louis are Tzadikim that are Mechavim, definitely L'Shem Shemayim. I don't know what the Askanim were like in the Rabbeinu Manoach's town, but he says today they're not Mechavim L'Shem Shemayim, so they don't have the din of Oisik Mitzvah Patim Nemitzvah. And the Bir Halacha is troubled. The Magen Avraham is troubled. The Kesef Mishnah already sort of is madchid this Rabbeinu Manoach. And what the Bir Halacha comes out is as follows. He says maybe what the halacha l'maisa about this is as follows. If they're doing it shaloi b'schar, they're not doing it because this is their job, they're doing it for free, then avada even today we're machzik that a person's doing it at least primarily l'shem shemayim, just like when you're doing any mitzvah. But zokta Bir Halacha, if a person is doing it because that's his job to be Isaac Betzarchei Tzibur, that's what his parnasa is. It's a great parnasa. If that's what, but l'maisa, you're doing it because it's your job. That's where we would say that your ikar kavana isn't the l'shem shemayim of the mitzvah. The ikar kavana is the parnasa, and it's only a secondary kavana maybe that you're also doing it for the mitzvah of helping people. So then he says l'fida magen avram, very possibly you wouldn't have the din of Isaac mitzvah patan mitzvah. But he says, but remember what I said back then, that if you're doing it equally, let's say a person, he's an equal kavanas, two primary goals. I need to make parnasa, and I want to help Yidden, so I'm doing it for two equally primary goals, then avada isik mitzvah patan mitzvah. But if a person, really he's looking for parnasa, the job he got was to be isik mitzvah chetibur. Okay, once he has the job, he'll be mechaven. He says, dear, lefida magen avram, perhaps he does not have the p'tor of isik mitzvah patan mitzvah. But if he's doing it for free, he's doing it as a taiva for Yidden to be Isaac B'tzarchei Tzibur, then Avadi says it's Pasha, we should be machzik that every person who's Isaac B'tzarchei Tzibur is doing it L'Shem Shemayim, and Avadi would have the din of Isaac B'mitzvah Pater B'mitzvah. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael Shkayach, it was a pleasure to join you. Thank you very much.
I should have been wanting to say this, but practically speaking, Rabbi Yisrael, it's from today's world. It's usually the ones that are higher, like Rabbeim, that get paid less. That's a
Rashi's Halokha mehem kedei limkor ulhamtsiyam utzarech lahem. Right? To me, this word is a very key word. Like
limkor.
Like
you're asking on the whole Magen Avraham's deal.